This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Divine Counsel and Dual Lenses, Recovering a Biblical Supernatural Worldview for Theology and Apologetic. This paper explores what I believe is one of the most important biblical frameworks lost to the modern church, the Divine Counsel worldview. Rooted in the ancient Near Eastern context, affirmed throughout Scripture and developed in Second Temple literature, this worldview reveals that Yahweh reigns supreme over a real assembly of created spiritual beings called Elohim, who participate in his governance of the cosmos. Far from undermining monotheism, this view magnifies it. Yahweh is not just the greatest among the gods. He is ontologically distinct, uncreated, and alone worthy of worship. The other Elohim, whether angelic, rebellious, or territorial, are real but contingent created beings. And the Bible doesn't hide them. It describes them in passages like Psalm 82, Deuteronomy 32 verses 8 and 9, Job 1, 2, 1 Kings 22, and Daniel 10. These texts reveal a structured heavenly court, one that is echoed, not invented, by human institutions. In this study, I argue for a dual-lens hermeneutic, reading the Old Testament first through its own historical and cultural context, and then through the inspired apostolic lens of the New Testament. This approach doesn't flatten meaning, it deepens it. Texts like Hosea 11 verse 1 and Amos 9 are reinterpreted in the New Testament not because their original context is irrelevant, but because the Spirit reveals their deeper, typological significance in Christ. Paper also explores the three great rebellions, Eden, Genesis 6, and Babel, and how these events fragmented both heaven and earth. Jesus' mission, then, is not just to save individual souls, but to reclaim nations, reverse cosmic rebellion, and restore spiritual order. Pentecost becomes the reversal of Babel. Baptism becomes a cosmic declaration of allegiance. And the church becomes God's supernatural agent of reclamation. For theology, this worldview reshapes our understanding of God, evil, Christ, and the church. For apologetic, it answers common objections about other gods, weird passages, and the coherence of the biblical narrative. And for worldview, it re-enchants the cosmos, restoring a supernatural realism that's been stripped by Enlightenment rationalism. If you've ever sensed that there's more going on in Scripture than moral lessons and metaphors, this paper shows that the Bible tells a cosmic story of loyalty, rebellion, and the triumphant reign of Christ over all powers and principalities. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying Scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!